Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for bringing us here into your house to worship you and to pray to you, God, and to hear your word. And we ask you to come and speak to us and move us, Lord, and help us to pray and help us to sing and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. The fruit of the Spirit is the result of us living according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, right? If we give our hearts to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit starts leading us in this life, the evidence of that will be the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. So we can ask ourselves, right? We can reflect and ask, am I displaying is the fruit of the Spirit growing in my life, and is it being displayed in my life? So this morning, we're talking about patience. We've looked at love, joy, and peace, and today we're looking at patience. So I want to begin with a question. How would you rate your patience out of 10? No need to really give an answer, but yeah. But yeah, it's hard to be patient, right, Ben? It is hard. I think I would have rated my patience much higher before I had children. And when we were doing the parenting seminar, one of the moms shared that before they had children, she thought she was a saint. You know, she was very kind to people, very patient, very loving, very calm. And then once she started having kids, everything changed. And I feel similarly, you know. Like, I can be quite patient and measured in my speech and actions. But, and this is my cousin said this, who is the nicest person in the world. She's just so full of kindness and love, and just, she's a school teacher, elementary school teacher. But she pointed out that, man, when you have kids, they push you to the boundary more than any other individual, like any other human being. No human being, because it's socially just unacceptable. You don't push someone to the edge of their patience in that way. But your children will, because they don't, you know, there's no real boundary between you and your children. Anyway, so yeah, just reflect, you know, how would you rate your patience? Patience would be defined as being slow to anger, long-suffering, right? That means willing to suffer for someone, waiting, long-suffering, and forbearance. Forbearance is when it basically means patience. When somebody sins or messes up, or you kind of endure, and you bear that all. Slow to anger, long-suffering, forbearance. I want to share with you some more verses that talk about being slow to anger. Proverbs 14:29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. Proverbs 15, verse 18. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. Proverbs 16, verse 32. Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit is better than he who takes a city. And then James tells us, the New Testament, in James chapter 1, verse 19, he says, know this, my beloved brothers, that every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Yeah, so another way to ask yourself the question is, are you quick to anger? Are you quick to anger and quick to speak? Or are you slow to anger? Are you quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger? The word patience that Paul uses here, the fruit of the Spirit, patience is always used in the context of relationship. So it's not just like your computer stops working or your internet stops working and you get really fed up and you start, you know, whatever, blowing up. It's not just a situational patience, but it's really talking about relational patience. You know, when somebody really just maybe disappoints you or gets on your nerve, how do you handle that situation? And patience, according to scriptures, the kind of patience that Paul talks about stems out of love, right? It comes out of love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the famous passage on love, the first description of love is patience. Love is patient. Love is long-suffering. Love is slow to anger. It's an expression of love. And so I believe true patience is more than just behavior modification. You know, when somebody is getting on your nerve or somebody does something that really offends you, we can probably, as adults, we can probably put on a patient face, you know, instead of just losing it every time, because that's just socially unacceptable, especially in a church setting. So you're going to keep a calm face, but on the inside, we could be boiling on the inside. Right, I think that's better than blowing up every time. That would be very detrimental to your relationship. So you have to be measured and keep that inside. But if in the inner life you're just boiling, you know, as somebody does something and just in your heart you just have this deep inner sigh of annoyance, you know, and maybe it comes out as an audible sigh. Right? I mean, I do that. I mean, it's just sad, but I do that with my children sometimes. If they keep disobeying me, I'll try to be patient, but I will often, because on the inside, I'm not patient, so I let out an inner sigh, you know, like, and then I'll act patiently. But already, that's not genuine patience born out of love. I'm already in my heart treating my children or other people that are difficult for you with annoyance. Or maybe on the inside you roll your eyes. You know, maybe you don't do it in public to that person, but on the inside you're just rolling your eyes and just thinking, this person is so annoying, or this person is so whatever, you know, stupid, or, you know, whatever adjective you would want to use. And I think if that's the case and you're just on the outward surface level being patient, eventually the inner lack of love and inner lack of patience will come out, either in passive-aggressive behavior, or we will often, I find, we talk about that person to other people. So even though to the individual you're behaving in a patient manner and not blowing up, not necessarily losing it, but to other people, you will, can you believe what this person did? Blah, 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 blah. And all that lack of patience on the inside comes out. And so true patience, it needs to be born out of genuine care for that individual, genuine love, genuine acceptance, open arms toward that person. We got to have that first, and then the motivation to be patient is because we love that person. And why I say that is because that's how God is with us. God is described as patient, slow to anger. But what if God, you know, I mean, can you imagine if God on the inside was just annoyed with us and just can't stand being with us, and he's just sighing and he's talking badly to the angels about us, but to us, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Genuine patience, the way the kind of patience that God displays with us and that God wants to develop, cultivate in us, is one that comes out of love, you know, and care for the person. So yeah, let's reflect on that. Are we patient? Are we patient in our workplaces, with our bosses, with our colleagues, with our friends, with our family members? Are we patient at church with people that are different from us? People that value different things, people that, just approach things differently. Okay, just two quick points on how do we get there. How do we get to the place of patience? Number one, we have to experience God's patience. I think I was thinking about this with all of the fruits: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. All of these things, the first step is to go to God, right? It comes out of our relationship with God. Because we experience God's love, God's joy, God's peace, God's patience, God's kindness, then we can model that, right? God's patience, and we have to meditate upon God's patience. When we experience God's patience, then we are moved, you know, we're transformed on the inside, and then we can extend patience to others. I want to read one more verse, Exodus 34, verse 6 and 7. The Lord passed before him, this is Moses, God passes before Moses and says, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. That word slow to anger, this is in the Old Testament, so this was written in Hebrew, but there is a Greek translation of the New Old Testament called the Septuagint. The New Testament is written in Greek, so our passage in Galatians, that's written in Greek, and the word they use for patience is, I think, something like martyria. And when they translated the Old Testament into Greek, the phrase slow to anger, they used the same word in the Greek to translate that. So you could say it says, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, patient, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. So God has been patient with us. Can you imagine if God was quick to anger? Wow, we would be in deep trouble. If God was quick to anger with us and just lost it all the time, man, I mean, we probably wouldn't be standing, you know? Creation wouldn't be standing if God wasn't patient, full of love and kindness and abounding in these things. Yeah, and when we recognize that, you know, when we understand his patience toward us, we are transformed by it, and we can extend patience to others. We'll stop there. And then the second thing that we can do, so the first is we have to experience God's patience toward us and let that change us. The second thing is, for us to grow in patience, we have to tackle the issue of anger in our hearts. And we have to have some deep inner work to go before God and to pray and to meditate and to reflect and ask God, God, why do I get angry in these situations so much? You know, when my kids do this, why does it bother me so much? Or when my colleague does that, or when my friend does this, why does it bother me so much? Why does it get to me so easily? Right? And maybe other things don't really bother you, but there are certain things that just happens and you just boil up on the inside. And we got to ask God and say, Lord, help me understand my own anger. Help me understand what is going on the inside. And often I find that our anger comes out of our own anxiety or our shame. You know, there is something that is deeply, just a deep work that needs to happen. And there is shame on the inside, maybe because of some things that happened. Or there's anxiety, and it comes out as anger. Because we don't want to deal with the shame or the anxiety. Because that's admitting to weakness. Like, I'm dealing with this. So we just... it just kind of masks itself into anger. And so you got to ask God, God, is there some shame issue? You know, when this person says this, maybe it triggers a memory and you just feel really ashamed or you feel really anxious about the situation. But because you don't want to deal with these emotions, it just comes out as anger. You're just annoyed and you just think, oh, this person's so messed up. But really what's going on is anxiety and shame. Or maybe, yeah, you have undealt bitterness in your heart, maybe from another relationship, past experiences, and this person, whatever this person says or how he does things, maybe triggers that memory. And because that's not dealt with, you get angry at this person. But really, you're more angry and bitter about something else that has happened. So, I mean, it just takes time. But when we do that, and when we have that deep kind of inner dialogue with God, it's really meditation, you know, that Pastor Kenny talked about. Then we can deal with the real issue. Instead of trying to just control our anger, we can deal with the real issue so that that anger is removed instead of just managed. So I think these two things, first, you know, it all goes back to God. God, if we just know his patience and his love, then that does so much to help us also operate and extend that kind of kindness and patience toward others. But there are sometimes things hidden inside, and even though we know the patience of God and we want to, we've been changed and we want to extend that, some things just get to us and it just ignites a response of anger. And for that, we have to have some deep inner work of going before God and asking the Lord, reflecting, meditating. And as he reveals, we can deal with that and then grow in this area of being slow to anger. So let's worship. Sterling's going to lead us in a song. Let's go before God and ask for his help in this area of patience. And let's also ask him to reveal his patience to us. Within me, I give.
every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. This is my desire.
Sterling, there's some issue with the projectors, apparently, with the connection from the computer. So let's pray. Yeah, Father God, we ask you, Lord, for your grace and your help, Lord, in growing in our patience and learning to genuinely love others and to be slow to anger. So I ask for your your work in our hearts, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Let's pray for those who are battling cancer in our church. You guys know Ingrid, Hazel, and Isaac. So let's pray for that. Caleb is here. Caleb's ex-helper, Pasita, has breast cancer. And there's a many others, actually. But let's pray. Just in general, for those that are battling cancer in our community, to ask for God's healing. So let's pray together. Let's pray for those who are battling an illness, but also in need of salvation. I'll just read us a few. Rachel, on our staff, her colleague Agnes, who has a severe eczema outbreak. Caleb's here. Caleb's colleague Maggie, who has cancer. Rosa's mother, who has had a stroke. Virginia's older aunt, who has back and walking issues. Two aunts, actually, that are both going through a severe illness. Annie's mother, Annie Lamb's mother, who was recovering from surgery. So let's pray. Pray for, and there's a few others. Let's pray that God would release healing, but also salvation on these people.
Caleb's colleague Maggie, God, and healing upon Maggie, God, and
Let's pray for the various infirmities that our church members are going through. Angie Leung's mom, who is recovering from surgery. Jessica Sung, who has chronic joint pains. Becky, who has lupus. Whitney, who has glaucoma. Pastor Sophia in Japan, who has left knee ligament issues. Tim Tang, his mom has many different things: urinary tract infection, dementia, muscle atrophy, and Seon, who has ulcerative colitis. Let's pray for healing for these things. Let's pray for those who are I don't think we have anyone that's battling COVID right now that I know of, but let's pray for our frontline medical workers at church who are as COVID is still rising. So it is Abby, Amy, Christy, Eugenia, Jackie, Jade, Janet, JJ, Lawrence, Lynn, Peter, and Vanessa. Let's pray for strength for them. Let's pray for those of us who are looking for a job. Let's pray for God's provision. Actually, the only name on the list is Sterling, so let's bless him. He's up here leading us in worship, so let's pray God's blessing over Sterling. Thanks, Tim. Let's pray for our mission focus today. Let's pray for Singapore, SP Singapore, Sam Kim, Pastor Sam Kim, and Indonesia, SP Indonesia with Pastor Salamat, and Philippines, SP Filipino with Pastor Ernie. Let's pray for these three churches and pray for their leaders, Pastor Sam Kim, Pastor Salamat, Pastor Ernie. Let's pray for God's anointing and God's covering over them, especially for P. Salamat as he is doing some traveling, ministering in Indonesia and Singapore, and doing some personal things as well. So just cover him. Let's pray for favor for Pastor Salamat. Let's pray for our education ministries, SP Kids, SP Youth, and SPU. Pray for Lisa, who's leading SP Kids, Donald, who's leading SP Youth, and Grace, who's leading SPU. Let's pray for these ministries. Let's pray for our prayer and healing ministries, IP team, with Matt, The Well, with Harris and Christine, and River, with Rachel, leading these ministries. Let's pray for anointing, let's pray for effectiveness, and let's pray for just God's protection and covering over each of them. Let's pray for our local outreaches, Igape, Homi, SP Lights, Bridge, and Recreation. And today we have SP Lights and Homi. So let's pray for just anointing upon our outreach ministry teams. Let's pray that they would really be able to love others, love our neighbors, and introduce Christ to them. And let's pray that they will have enough volunteers, more and more people signing up to serve. So let's pray for our local outreach ministry and today's outreach specifically, SP Lights and Homi Outreach. Let's pray for our pregnant moms. We have Taeyeon and in Korea, and Hina is back there, and probably some others. You know, let's just pray for God's protection and strength for our pregnant moms, and especially for the baby as well, that God would really watch over them. Let's pray. Let's pray for our Thursday gathering today, which is the lunchtime Bible study with Pastor Sam Navarro. So let's pray for anointing and covering for that. Thank you, God. We love you. We worship you. We honor you, Lord, today. And thank you for being with us. Yeah, help us today to walk in patience. Help us to walk in all the fruits: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But especially today, God, may we be slow to anger. And may it really genuinely come out of love for the people that we are interacting with, God. So, Lord, thank you. We give this day to you. We give our hearts to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.